nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Dimension of sound.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but not stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, don't let the sun catch you crying. What a wonderful tune from the 60s. And now, my dear friends, Daydream Believer by RDS Music, celebrating the Monkees. Certainly hope I pass the audition.
I could hide neath the wings of a bluebird as she sings. A 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but six rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. A shaven razor's cold and it stings. To me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Now our good times starts and ends with a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really?
One more time, I'm doing fine. now tell me. They say give yourself a chance, son, don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong can survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Fabulous Temptations, Cloud Nine. Yes. Now, my dear friends, I'm celebrating How Can I Be Sure by the group I just forgot. Rascals, Rascals by RDS.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I am away from you, I wanna die. 'Cause you know I wanna stay with you. How do I know? Maybe you're trying to use me. Flying too high can confuse me. Touch me, but don't take me down. Whenever I am away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity. Can't seem to find someone who's that pretty and lovely. How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really, really, really. Whether or not we're together, together we'll see it much better. I love you forever. You know where I can be found. How can I be sure in a world
think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
So Happy Together by the Turtles. Yes, my dear friend, I think 67. And now Love Me Tender in memory of Elvis Presley. I hope I passed the audition.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me. Tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years till the end of time. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
The death of Jane Mansfield, June 29th, 1967. Publicity hooers don't get any better than Jane. She was tops at it. She would hold a press conference for a fart. She was born Vera Jane Palmer in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, in 1933. She went on to become a Ma girl like Marilyn Monroe and Mamie Van Doren. And now, Jane Mansfield. They were practically cut from the same cloth. What they went on to become was something very individual. Jane lived in a house located at 10100 Sunset Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California. The house was built for Rudy Valley, and Jane and her husband, Mickey Haggerty, had it painted pink because Jane was obsessed with the color pink. It had a heart-shaped swimming pool, which used to have the words inscribed on the mosaic floor of the pool as, "I love you, Janie."
that fateful night, she and her companion and attorney Sam Brody and their three little Haggertys left in the 1966 Buick Electra, owned by Gus Stevens himself, driven by Ronnie Harrison, who was only 20 years old. I wonder if he kept his eye on the road. He was driving. The group was heading to New Orleans, so Jane could do a television show the next day. It must have been very late when they went on their way. The interview was to take place in the WDSU TV studios. When in New Orleans, Jane had reservations at the Roosevelt Hotel, now called the Fairmont. On their route, they passed a waterway called the Rigolets. They proceeded to travel down a winding, narrow stretch of the two-lane route known as the Old Spanish Trail, U.S. 90. Yes. About 2:25 a.m., they passed over the bridge, then passed through this curve on the road and smashed head-on to the rear of an insecticide truck. Yes. And that was it. The end. Killed was Brody. Also killed was Ronnie and Janie. The car plowed underneath the truck, which was spraying chemicals, thus making it very foggy. The impact sheared the top of the car off. The car was described once as a crumbled piece of tinfoil after a cookout. The kids made it okay, though. They were lucky, because they were asleep in the back. But the top part of Jane's head was ripped off. This, of course, does not mean decapitation. The death certificate reads, crushed skull with avulsion of cranium and brain. The dictionary definition of avulsion is the forcible tearing away of a body part by trauma or surgery. So it was the top of her head, scalped. And she was wearing a wig, so any pictures you see or photos of her head near the floor of the car, or near the car, was actually her wig. Poor Jane. There are at least four poodles in the car. I believe one survived. There are those who say Jane was involved with the Church of Satan, ran by Anton LaVey, and her death was a result of a curse he put on her. Whatever. I believe from all accounts, Jane's association with LaVey was clearly publicity. He was very hot at the time, and she knew it, and used it. There were also rumors of an affair with Jane that he had, but that cannot be proven. After Jane's death, LaVey used his story of the curse to gain validity, but it was probably all bull. We hope so. She did some photo shoots with him, but that was it. She never stopped going to church nor practiced black magic, like they say. She never even read the satanic Bible he gave her. Hopefully Jane is in heaven, where she deserves to be, if there is such a place as heaven. Poor Jane Mansfield, one never knows what to expect from life, does one? A sad ending for Jane Mansfield and the others. Yes. Well, this has been your Hollywood Report with your host Ringo D. Starr. Night all, my friends. Sleep well.
That famous day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Oh,
look at them bushes out there. They're moving. And there's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon?
Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. But again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting out there, fixing to take my hair. A coward, I've been gone. Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. No. I wonder what the engine word for friend is. Say friend. Kemosabe, that's it. Kemosabe. Hey out there, Kemosabe. No, that isn't it. Look at him out there, running around like a bunch of wild engines. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Hand proportion.
Priority folder.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters.
Thank you.
Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Barnabas, we'll get you, Barnabas. Barnabas, you'll hang by your neck.
Welcome, my dear friends, to the latest RDS Gate Show for, guess what, August 18, 2024, within the curriculum of life. This has been the worst summer in recent years. Humid. Hot. I mean, the last month has been terrible. And August is doing practically the same thing. What can we do? I have no idea. But you are here for the latest RDS Gate Show. I don't see Cecil around. I think he's mad at me. He wants me to wear the freaking mask. I told him it's over. Don't worry about the mask. Gee, it's unbelievable. Well, of course, it's another warm, wet-looking day, humid out, of course. Yes, what else can I tell you, my dear friends? What did you hear? Isn't that interesting? What did you hear? Don't let the sun catch you crying. And I forgot who did it. I just didn't write it down. And then Daydream Believer by RDS Music. And then we had Cloud Nine by the Fabulous Temptations. How Can I Be Sure? By RDS Music. So Happy Together by the Wonderful Turtles. And then Love Me Tender, an Elvis Presley tune by RDS. Yes. Why Must I Be a Teenager in Love by the Wonderful Dion. Then the Wonderful Hollywood Report concerning Jane Mansfield. Oh, that was terrible. I think it was June 29, 1967. Oh, my God. Then we went on, of course, to hear Mr. Custer, that classic sound, that classic record, which reminds me so much of Lester, probably because of the accent. I don't know. Maybe you can do that song. Over. Yeah, hello everyone out there. Are you here? My throat's still not that great, but I hope it sounds okay. Hello, Ron, Wonderful Rich in Heaven, Wonderful Kurt, Clay and Rachel. Who else? Randy, if he's here, but I don't know. And whoever else is listening, Brian maybe, and Kevin, who knows? Oh my God, time is moving so quickly, and yet this summer went so fast, yet still it's been so humid and warm. And they did predict a hot summer, and they were right. A humid summer. True. What shall I read?
No, first let's find the times I come on. I come on Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by an older show, a late show within a year probably right now, with up-to-date songs and stuff, mixing my covers with the regular commercial songs. Then 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, another shot in the arm on a Wednesday. And following my show is Clay and Rachel's wonderful show, the World According to Them, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Then we have, of course, let's not forget, Kurt, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday. And then my replay again, 1 to 2 a.m., then followed by an hour of covers by RDS. Oh my gosh. And of course, all the other shows that appear on RFD. Oh, it pays to buy the best, yes. No, just drinking a little tea here, that's all. Now, I will, of course, be reading from Gate Magazine. They might not be the newest articles because I don't have the latest booklet yet on it. But I will soon, hopefully. Ah, there are no factories. Ah, there are no workhouses, Cecil.
I don't know. Mommy says you must wear your mask or I can't talk to you no more.
Oh, really? Your mother says, your mommy, as you say, I can't talk to you unless I have my mask on.
Yes, thank you.
Cecil, you're dead 260 years, I think, or whatever.
1734.
Cecil, is your mummy a mummy? Is she from Egypt?
No.
Where's your mother from?
Britain.
All these English kids, these British kids, call their mothers mummy. Yes, I did too until I moved to America and I started calling my mother Mommy after that. And then I came out with my book, Mommy Dearest, and whatever. But I will be reading from Gate Magazine with the little time I have left to read, which is probably about 15 minutes. This first article I probably read before, because I always read my articles over again. Australia researcher says Yowies eat humans. Jason Heal is part of a small but growing community of cryptozoologists hunting for Australia's version of Bigfoot, the legendary Yowie. Heal and his friend Jason Dunn founded the Yowie Research Group in 2012 and have searched large areas of national parks and amassed a sizable collection of audio and video recordings allegedly from the elusive beast. I recently saw Yowies running at superhuman speed north of Bolsbrook. Where's Bolsbrook? Said Heal. I believe there is a population of them around the outer suburbs, and I think they go to pockets of the bush near people and use bush corridors because they move in the early morning hours. They are incredibly quick, and people rarely ever see them. Yowies in Australia. When asked why there has never been any remains found, his answer was simple. A lot of people think I must be a loony to believe they exist
because if they did, they would have found the bodies or bones by now, he answered. But Yowies are elusive and have the intelligence to stay away from the humans. Oh, my God. Hale believes the Neanderthal-like creatures have been here for millions of years. They are not Homo sapiens. They're not monkeys or apes, but they have a primate face that is human-like. They vary in size. You can have small ones the size of a child and bigger ones that grow up to 11 feet tall. Wow. Which have been seen in the Blue Mountains. They eat anything, berries, plants, kangaroos, snakes, wallabies, and roadkill. And humans, too, they will eat. Mr. Hale explained that every year people disappear in the parks. We know that. But it's not necessarily by Yowies. There are a lot of people who go missing in the bush, and the cases remain unsolved, and is usually put down to a homicide, or a homicide, whatever you want to call it. But I think some of these are the work of Yowies. Hale believes governments know the creatures, but keep it on the down low, because it would be bad for the tourism. If everyone knew they existed, they wouldn't go camping anymore in the Australian bush. You've got a point there. I certainly wouldn't either. If I knew a Yowie was going to come out and eat me. 49 minutes and 32 seconds in the latest RDS Gate Show. I don't hear the background. Where is it? I think I have it so low here I can't hear it. Well, whatever. Let's see what the next article is I can find here for you on this wonderful Sunday. This wonderful humid Sunday, August 18th, 2024. Aluminum object could be evidence of alien invasion, a visitation. Not invasion, we don't want that. Modern testing is now being conducted in Louisiana, Switzerland, on a mysterious chunk of metal found in Romania in 1973. The test has revealed that the object is made of 90% aluminum plus 12 other metals. It was originally discovered by builders digging in the town of Ord, at a depth of 33 feet. Alongside the object, they found two large bones which once belonged to an extinct mammal that died 10,000 and 80,000 years ago. The men thought the metal was unusual because of its extremely light weight and that it appeared to have been manufactured. What stunned researchers was the fact that the aluminum is not naturally formed and was not produced by humans until about 200 years ago. Because of the depth of it that was found and the proximity of the bones, researchers say the metal could be up to 250,000 years old. Do you think so? I don't know. The UFO researchers believe the object is proof that Earth was visited by alien races, or a race, and that the aluminum was part of a spaceship. Oh, heavens! Could he be right? Lab tests concluded it is an old UFO fragment, given that the substances comprises cannot be combined with technology available on Earth, said George Gohol, and deputy director of the Romanian Ufologists Association. So I really don't know what it is. The metal object is now on display in the History Museum of
Tlutchutamnampuka, with a sign reading, "Origin Still Unknown." What the heck did they get that name from? Sounds like an Indian name, and it's supposed to be in Switzerland or Romania where it came from. I don't understand this. As I live and breathe, what time is it? How much time do we got left? We have 52 minutes and 52 seconds. Isn't that nice? A Massachusetts couple in the United States are very fearful after seeing UFOs and then the men in black. According to a report filed with the National UFO Reporting Center, a Boston couple said they experienced strange events on December 6, 2022, around 2 a.m. The woman said she stepped outside with a boyfriend who wanted to smoke a cigarette. Within seconds, they both looked up and saw an orb-like light that was so bright it illuminated their faces. The witness said the object was moving upwards and was swerving a little. She could also see spark-like flashes coming from the bottom of the craft. And after a few seconds, it flew out of sight. Its size was similar to that of a street light, seen from the ground level, but she was unable to determine its shape because it was too bright. The couple went back inside, not knowing exactly what they had just seen. About an hour later, the boyfriend once again wanted to go outside for another smoke. I guess he's a chain smoker, isn't he? The witness said she was hesitant at first, but agreed to go outside with him. After 2 minutes standing outside the second time, a black SUV pulled up across the street, seemingly out of nowhere, with absolutely no sounds. A man in all black got out and opened his trunk, turned around and began to look at us. They said he was dressed in black, but couldn't make out his face. A boyfriend then noticed two other men dressed entirely in black standing one house down, kind of swaying back and forth as they were trying to make out who or what we were. The eyewitness said her sister, who had been in the house earlier, came outside and said the men looked blurred out to her and did not have a distinct facial features. I mean, when she looked at them, they had like no distinct facial features, in spite of the fact that they were only one house away. She said the scene gave her a very fearful, ominous feeling. The eyewitness said she grabbed her boyfriend's hand and hurried back into the house, fearing if she wasn't physically touching him that he might mysteriously disappear. And she wasn't going to want... She didn't want to lose her hubby, does she? She said he was unable to sleep or turn off the lights that evening and doesn't feel safe being alone. Belief were contacted, but they basically told the couple that they only take crime reports, not UFOs. Isn't that terrible? I mean, it could be a legitimate report. I mean, men in black stalking her house after she's seen something. Just where the government is. It's a four-letter word like NASA. Yes. We're coming on 57 minutes. We have about 3 minutes left. Oh, my God. I don't know what I can read in 3 minutes. Did Alexa just predict World War III? A video has gone viral which shows the Amazon assistant Alexa, given the exact date and time when the next world war will begin. The video, which was both on TikTok and Twitter, begins with someone asking when World War III will start. Alexa answers, World War III begins November 23rd, 2023 at 6.05 p.m. That passed. When Russia will launch an attack on Germany. On Germany. Many are screaming this is just a hoax, that it's not clear how someone could influence how Alexa responds. Well, that's past, because I'm reading this from an older edition, and we certainly have passed November 23rd, 2023. Others say it is possible Alexa could make a prediction based on its knowledge of news and political events. Did Alexa just predict World War III? Alexa is starting to get on my nerves. There's so much said about her, things that she's coming out with. She's scaring us. I mean, oh. Who wants to hear about World War III? And what about the children? You'll scare them. Oh my God, and more black-eyed kids will be knocking at your door, asking to come in. Let them in. They want to see their mummies. Don't let them in. Because believe me, the black-eyed kids do have mummies for mommies. Yes. Well, we're down to the last minute. Be aware of them, the black-eyed kids, the white-eyed kids. Whatever kids that knock on your door, or whatever horrible people attempt to kill you or bother you. Yeah, the men in black. Shadow people, be aware of them, my dear friends. Well, my dear friends, time is moving, yes. I will catch you again in another week, hopefully. Stay calm, stay nervous, and have horrible nightmares. This is RBS, RDS, from upstate New York. Good night. Until the next show.